Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Feedback. It is 8 minutes after 8, and the phone number is 715-845-2155. All right, just watching TV and enjoying an evening of relaxation. I noticed there were several different financial institutions that are advertising. Of course, everybody wants you to, you know, all the investment houses, all the financial firms, oh, you got to put your money with us. We know better than them. One of them struck me specifically, and it was a financial firm that was telling us that you and I have got to be prepared for a longer retirement, that people are retiring and living longer. And so therefore you absolutely have to have more money to have and enjoy your life through that retirement. You've got to do this. And of course, that financial institution is the only one qualified to get you to your goals for retirement.
I don't remember the company, but that one series of ads really struck me back a few years ago where the people would be walking around carrying their number.
Well, yeah,
that was the amount of money they needed to retire and live the rest of their life in the comfort that they are used to.
I believe that was ING.
Okay, it could be.
There was another one, and it may have been the same company or the same ad that was talking about the size of your nest egg. Remember, they were walking around with an egg?
Yeah.
Some had little bitty eggs, and some guys had huge eggs. Yeah. They would carry in a wheelbarrow. As a financial advisor, one of the things that I used to have a real hard time with is typical financial planning. You talk to a certified financial planner, and one of the things that they use as a rule of thumb is, okay, you're making X number of dollars now. Well, I tell you what we're going to do, just to find some kind of a target, some kind of a strategy. We got to start somewhere. We're going to say that you're going to need 75% of your income right now as a, you know, instead of salary, you're going to need 75% of your income in retirement to maintain your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. And most of the time when financial advisors are talking to clients, they're talking to clients usually in their late 30s, early to mid 40s. These are the individuals that, I mean, let's face it, you know how it works. You bust your hump during your 20s, you're not making any money. You're getting established in your 30s. You don't have any money. Late 30s, 40s, that's when you're in your groove and you might have some assets worth retire. You know, putting aside investing and retiring. Those are who the financial advisors we're talking to. Those are our A client list. My question was, when I would ask, if I was going to use this formula, I would ask you, pretend, go back in time with me to when you were in your 40s. Go back 20, 30 years. Help me. What?
30 years.
Help me. Let me ask you a question. You think back, all right?
Yeah.
Between now and the time that you retire, whatever age that happens to be, do you want to earn more or less money in that time frame? Do you want to have more money coming in at retirement? Do you expect to be earning more money in 20 or 30 years than you're making now?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Right now, right this very minute, if somebody said, okay, Tom, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a 25% pay cut, and you have to live off that. Are you going to be happy with that?
No.
Then why is it the standard of financial investing and financial strategies to plan for your failure? 25% cut in your salary and not to be earning anything more later on in life than you're making right now.
So you're suggesting instead of planning for 75% of your pre-retirement income, you should be planning for 100% or more and figure out a way to
There's a different way to look at it.
Keep that much money coming in.
Instead of having a strategy of let's find a target and hit that target, why don't we create a strategy that creates the maximum potential that you have and then plan around that amount? If you target yourself at 75% of your current income, but your potential is 125% of your current income, why would you limit yourself? You have already started Well, by planning failure.
First of all, it's easier to hit that target.
No, it's not.
Huh?
It's easy if you don't know what you're doing. That's the difference between math and economics. There endeth the economics lesson for today.
Good,
we're not
because
doing
the other
it again.
Thing, the other thing is, of course, if you knew the day you were going to die, it would be very easy to plan your retirement.
All right. Well, there's an easy way to plan that. How many people die before the age of 65? What is the percentage of our population?
I don't know. There are actuarial tables
out
there.
Just take a guess.
Before 65?
How many people die before age 65 on average?
20%.
Between 2 and 3%.
Wow.
How many people die after age 65?
That would be 100%.
Correct. So, if the average is 2 to 3% of the people are going to die before age 65, but you know you're going to die after
age
65, focus on after
age
65.
Yeah, but the argument is, am I going to live to be 70? Am I going to live to be 120? There's a pretty
you
big...
Prepare. You prepare to live to be 120 years old, and if you die beforehand, that's more money that either A, you could spend before you die, or you can give off to your family. Now, that's another thing. The philosophy that you have to die rich is bullcrap.
Well, right. The old lie that I've heard is that you want your last check to bounce on the day they put you in the ground.
I want you should spend every penny you have.
The question is, do you spend it before you retire, like me, or do you spend it after you retire?
The financial strategies of saying, oh, my God, you have to die wealthy. You have to die. You have to have assets to hand over to your family. No, you don't. That's what life insurance is for. Have enough life insurance to cover what your assets are. Then spend your assets and let the life insurance go to somebody else.
Why did this become part of your viewing last night to get you interested in talking about this today?
The world economic circumstance is really becoming an issue. We are more tied together, the East, the West, communism, socialism, Westernism. We are more tied together than most people think. We are tied together by our economy. There is a common thread running through all of us, and that's our economies. And so the financial issues are more important than they ever have been. All right, so now that I've gone off on that rabbit trail, let me come back. The issue is, in these commercials, you have to have enough money to fund your retirement. They're making the assumption that at age, typically, 65-ish, you're going to quit working.
Not anymore.
A lot of people still have the attitude that they are going to retire at age 65 regardless. Now, the reason 65 was the retirement age is most of our population at that age could not work anymore. They had reached a health issue or some type of problem where they could not any longer work. And that's why Social Security issues and these programs were put together. For those individuals that could not work anymore and did not plan and have enough money to live the rest of their lives, which usually was less than 10 years.
Right.
Well, now, good gravy sakes alive, your father is advanced in years, isn't he?
93.
93 years old. That's unheard of.
Well, yeah, not quite as...
It's not a, but
back then, 50 years ago,
If your father had thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to live to 93, they'd have looked at him going, no, you're not.
Back then, yeah.
You know, but to think of living into your mid to late 80s, that's not unreasonable nowadays. And by the time a young whippersnapper like me reaches that age, who knows what kind of medicine and health issues we're going to have to
artificial
wear.
Parts.
Yeah, where I could live to be 100.
I think they said that the first person that's going to live to be 130 or 140 has already been born.
Oh, I'm sure. The oldest man in America right now, or if not the world, is living in New York. He's 111 years old. So you have a circumstance where people are living healthy, productive lives beyond age 65. We have to change our attitude that it's not our right to retire at age 65. For those of us who have reliance and we believe in a higher power, let me ask you a question. Where in the Bible does it say that we are to retire? It doesn't. Nowhere Does it say Moses came down from Mount Sinai and said, at age 65, thou shalt collect Social Security? No. Why? We have to shift our attitude about retirement, that when I no longer can get out of bed and go to work, that's when I retire. But if I am...
Yeah, but back then the sheepherders union didn't have pensions, and, you know, the fishermen in the Sea of Galilee didn't... They had to keep working to eat.
Well, see, but that's where we are now. We have a society. We are in a big financial problem. And if we would adopt the attitude that I am going to work until I... As far as I'm concerned, you know how I want to retire? When my face is on this board room temperature.
That's my old joke. The last sound you hear will be my head hitting the microphone on the way down to the counter.
And now, sports.
Hopefully a long time from now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I believe we need to instill in our population that, are you 65 years old? Are you still able to do your job? Then quit thinking about retirement and keep working. You want money into your advanced years? Keep working. It has so many benefits. First of all, financial benefit. Second of all, it keeps you active and keeps you from deteriorating as mentally and physically.
I mean, sitting around watching reruns of Kojak when I'm, you know, 85 is not going to be healthy for me.
Kojak, really?
That just popped in my mind because I was channel surfing the other day and Kojak was on. One of those retro TV channels, episodes of Kojak was on.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll take your phone calls on this. What do you think? Should we just change our paradigm and believe that we should keep working for as long as we can? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. And I believe Brian's on the line. Good morning, Brian. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Seth. I just wanted to basically agree with what you're saying with one condition.
Okay.
That condition is leave my money alone. Let me do my investment. I'd be more than happy to keep working until I'm 80, even 90 years old.
Okay, when you say leave my money alone, what are you referring to? What
Social Security. Let me invest my own retirement money.
I think that's another good point. Yeah, exactly.
After a person gets to 65, why should I keep on doling out 25% of my hard income to feed 30% plus of the population? Mm-hmm.
I think we need to. Bush was the one that proposed this, and of course, it got shot down, and the left jumped on it and said, "Oh, you want to kill the old people?" And it was crap. But here, I think the workers coming into the workforce now should have the opportunity. Do you want to participate in the Social Security program or not? If you don't, then you are obligated to now take care of your retirement on your own. The caveat has to be, if you choose to not pay into the system, you want to manage your own money, then you have no ability to receive benefits should you need them at retirement. And that's a big gamble. But that's called,
I would never have a problem with that.
I wouldn't either. It's called being responsible for your own money. I mean, good gravy sakes alive, before these programs were put into force or put into place, America did exactly that. They took care of themselves.
What do you do with the people then that invest their money foolishly and then at the time when they need help don't qualify for help? You're going to have... It's going to be like it was when Social Security was invented.
Now, you're assuming that there would be no options available for those that are in financial straits. Brian, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate your time. You then make sure that faith-based organizations have incentives to beef up their programs to provide for those that are in need. That's what churches, charities, and so forth, that's what they're for. That's why they are there. Allow them to be more aggressive in their fundraising. Allow them to be more efficient in the way that they can manage themselves. And allow them to provide for those in need. It's not the government's job. It's you and I. That's our job. We are to take care of our brother. It's not the government's job to do that. So give the Brian has a great point. Allow the new workers coming in to manage their own money. I think another thing that would be, and I'm telling you right now, there's no politician in the world that will put this out there, but this is exactly what needs to happen. There needs to be a financial cutoff for you to receive benefits. If you are an individual, and I'm going to just pull a number out of the air, $175,000 a year. If you are receiving $175,000 a year in income from your own sources, whether it's a pension plan, retirement, investment sources, all on your own without any government assistance, you get from the government nothing. No, nothing except the money you paid in with a moderate rate of interest. You will receive that in about 3 to 5 years. And after that, you're done. You're out. You don't receive another penny. You live off of the money that you've got. And trust me, if you can't live off $175,000 a year in retirement, really, in today's economy, you could live off $175,000 a year. Are you going to be yachting in the south of France? No. Are you going to be eating Alpo? No. You got to find a reality. You got to find a way in there.
You know, most of your Republican colleagues would disagree with means testing, and they have in the past.
What do you mean, disagree with me? Oh, saying that there's a qualifier for...
Right.
Well, I understand the reason they say that, because the minute you come out and say, well, I know you've paid into the system, and I know you've been successful, so therefore you don't get any extended benefits, the left jumps on that and says, see, you want to kill old people. When the reality is, no, I want those that are self-sufficient to remain self-sufficient, so those dollars can go to help those who are not self-sufficient.
It's not the left that's fighting means testing. I mean,
no, you didn't hear. I didn't argue that the right is saying means testing isn't accurate. I'm saying the reason that they don't want to do it is because when you start applying it to retirement benefits, the left then jumps on it and says, "See, you hate old people." It's been done every time somebody comes up and talks about retirement changes and Social Security modifications. Every time, they want the old people to die and starve in the streets. They want them to be cold and hungry. No. They don't care. Those damn Republicans, all they care about is big business. They don't care about the little man.
Well, now you've got it. But, don't you think the better way to attack it, instead of means testing, though, is just increasing the age at which you can receive benefits?
No.
Instead of
you got to do both.
Why one or the other?
Do both.
Well, but I mean, obviously, as you said, we are living longer, we are working longer. Why shouldn't it be a longer period of time before we start getting benefits?
I have no problem with that. I absolutely believe that it should be along, and that goes with what we were just talking about. The first half of the program is, there's no reason for many Americans to retire at age 65. They are perfectly capable of continuing to work.
You can retire if you want, but you're not going to get your Social Security benefits until you turn 70.
And if you
have whatever number you want to come
up. And if you listen, if you've worked and you are a successful individual and you've survived the Obama administration and you still have money when you choose to retire. Listen, if you've busted your hump and you've said, you know, I'm 55 years old. I want to take the assets that I've acquired, and I want to go see the world. This is my one shot at it, man. We don't get to come back here. I want to see the sunset in Italy. I want to watch the sunrise in Alaska. I want to go experience what this world has to offer. Fold up shop, close your business, go retire, but live off of your own income. You don't live off the government. I think that's perfectly allowed.
Yeah, of course, the Social Security system was, in fact, and we all know, was invented as a last chance to help people as opposed to your main retirement income. It's not supposed
to be
that way.
That's right. But we have a society now that as soon as I say we want to start trimming back the, that's my right, I earned. Okay, fine. You have been conditioned to believe that that is your right. So you know what? We're going to allow you. No, we're going to allow you to enjoy the benefits that you've been promised, but the generation behind you, no. No. The generation behind you is going to have to man up, put on their big boy pants, and stand on their own 2 feet. All right.
You're going to go into the business then of building workhouses and prisons.
Will there be a profit in it?
All right, Ebenezer.
WSAU, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Give us a call, 715-845-2155. Your phone calls when we come back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.